Nice, wiping the towel on his butt with both hands. Throws it out into the flats, it's near side, and a walk-in touchdown for Adam Makar. So the Huskies take the long route after the penalty, but they finally punch it in.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and David Dubay and the Concord Group of Companies, by Face First Medical Aesthetics on the second level of Gabo's on Dewdney Avenue. Botox, very big amongst the men. You look after your body. How about your face? Turn back the clock in a naturally looking way with the good folks at Face First Medical Aesthetics. Boys Next Door Window Cleaning with Nathan and Landon. The boysnextdoor.ca is where you go to book them. If you want your windows washed, pressure washing, or gutter cleaning, go check them out to get that done before the winter weather arrives. Mark Greshner Photography, check his work out at markgreshner.com. Also, Riviera Ag Seeds over there in Radville with Paul and his great family, Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified durum yellow peas and chickpeas. Corey Zadarozniak and Double Z Ag Sales out there in Weyburn for grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance. The name to go to in the Weyburn area is Corey Zadarozniak out there at Double Z Ag Sales. Also, a shout out to Zelko Stefanovic and his wife Deb. They're 7-on-7 league with the SaskLex football program. I was out there on the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, and those kids are thankful that Deb and Zelko are putting on that league. He lined the field himself. Some great athletes taking part in that inaugural league at the varsity and junior varsity level. Also, Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage in Regina getting the real estate game with the 3-time Grey Cup champ. Give him a call, 306-502-5355. And this being the Thanksgiving weekend, I'm very thankful to you, the Growing the Game with Ballsy listeners. Thanks for making this part of your listening habit, either daily or weekly. You can catch up on all of our episodes, over 200 of them now, as we're primarily here to promote the game of football in Saskatchewan from the grassroots level all the way up to the pros. If you have a story you want me to follow, go to my Facebook page, Growing the Game with Ballsy, or you can email me mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Tell me about that athlete, that coach, that volunteer that deserves some praise. We got to promote our own. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've had it with technology, as you'll hear right here. Hi, is this Anton's Pizza?
No, this is Amazon Pizza. Amazon purchased Anton's last month.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to order a pizza.
Do you want your usual, sir?
My usual? How do you know what I want?
According to our records, the last 5 times you called, you ordered a large pepperoni pizza with thin crust.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good.
May I suggest you order a salad instead?
No, I want a pizza.
Your cholesterol is not good.
How the hell do you know that?
I cross-reference your phone number with medical records and blood tests from your last checkup.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I'm done with Amazon. I'm done with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm moving to a private island. I'm so sick of this world. Private island, no cell service. Done with it.
Sorry, but that's not possible.
Oh, and why is that?
You need to renew your passport first. It expired 3 months ago. Hello. He hung up.
And we're speaking with one of the top prospects headed into the 2021 CFL draft. That would be Nelson Lacombo. You might remember his brother's name, Bo. He plays for the Toronto Argonauts, Montreal Alouettes. He's been over in the NFL as well. Let me start that again. I got tongue-tied. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, my guest now on Growing the Game with Ballsy is Nelson Lacombo. If that last name rings a bell, his brother Bo has been in pro football on both sides of the border for a while now. Nelson, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. You should be doing well. Outstanding defensive back for the U of S Huskies, who last year had, if my math serves me correct, 197 yards of interception return yardage, which was a record. And for only the second time in Huskies team history, a Husky was named the Defensive Player of the Year in Canada. Warren Muzyka, your D coordinator, was the first guy. You were the second guy. Tell me about last season and what a magical year that was for you.
Yeah. Last year was definitely a year for the books. You know, the year began with my coaches coming up to me, bringing me in for a meeting, letting me know that they were going to switch my position from quarterback to halfback. So once I got that news, I wasn't too sure how I would do, how I would fare out. But, you know, I took the time during the off season to make sure that I learned how to play in a new position. I learned how to adjust to that and be more useful in other packages such as blitzing and, you know, covering, of course, and playing in a box and everything. So, you know, last year was a good year for me. And, you know, I didn't reach some of the goals that I wanted to, but I think it turned out to be a pretty good season for me.
Okay, let me stop you here, Nelson. Short of a Vanier Cup, which everybody wants to win when they're playing football on a national stage, you had four interceptions, two you ran back for touchdowns, including one here in Regina. You also finished with 4.5 tackles for losses and 23.5 total tackles. And as I said earlier, the national winner of the award for Defensive Player of the Year. So what the heck did Nelson Lacombe want to accomplish?
Winning a Vanier, you know. I think that's kind of what everybody wants, and that's one thing our team always preached is that being the end goal for it. I think we had the team to do it last year. I think we had a chance, a pretty good chance, going up against Calgary, but Calgary, you know, took advantage of it and ended up taking it all.
So you're 14 on the top 20 in terms of the draft prospects going into the draft. Regina's Nick Cross, who was a former Regina Ram, now UBC Thunderbird, comes in just in the top 20. Also a lineman out of Calgary and a linebacker out of UBC. How do you feel about that grade, being number 14 right now?
It's pretty cool. It's good to see where some of the scouts have you compared to some of the other players. You know, there's so many great players in new sports and just, you know, going into this draft. So it's a nice thing to see that I got ranked 14th. Pretty cool. You know, I wish I was a little higher, but I just have to prove that.
How does a guy from Abbotsford, BC end up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan with the Huskies? Tell us.
You know, I visited multiple teams. I visited Sask, and I just felt comfortable there. I liked the coaches. I liked everybody that was out there, meeting up with all the coaches, meeting up with some of the players, and you know, I had pretty good connections with some of the players on the team at the time. I knew them beforehand, so that definitely had a lot to do with it, I guess. The only thing for me to get used to was just the cold. The weather out there is kind of, it's no joke out there, so, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so one of the good dudes in life that I know is Paul Waldo, who is a sponsor of this podcast and a good friend of mine. What has he done for you as a defensive backs coach?
Well, he's a player's coach. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what's going on. He knows how to handle things because he's been through it. He played in the CFL for a number of years. He played for USASC, and you know, he's one of those guys where you know, he's there to mentor you, he's there to guide you, and he does it so personally. So he's definitely one of those coaches that have helped me get to this point.
Now, as far as I understand, Nelson, you opted to stay in BC throughout the fall and work out with your brother, Bo. Why did you decide to do that and not go back to Saskatoon, where they are working out the best they can?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. You know, Sask, I know the program out there is amazing. Great strength and conditioning program with Joel Lipinski. He's definitely amazing. But, you know, just being around the family and there's a lot of things that went into it, such as just you know, just being with my brother. This is a big opportunity for us to be around each other. You know, he would have been in Toronto right now. He would have been getting ready for the season. He would have been playing right now. But it's a great opportunity for me and him to kind of get close and to train with each other and do a lot. So
yeah, that's a silver lining, I guess, of this pandemic is you get to do all your stuff online. I know as we talked yesterday, just getting ready for this interview, you were doing a midterm. I guess, Phil, the listeners, and what are you taking in school? What do you hope to do off the field? Because football won't last forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm in kinesiology.
Yep.
So hoping to get a degree and potentially pursue a career in physiotherapy. So that's kind of in one of my goals. So, mm-hmm.
Hey, how well do you look after your body? It's a different world here. I'm sure your brother's played pro football. He has played. He still does play pro football with the Argos. How much has he stressed the importance of looking after your body? And how does Nelson Lacombe look after his body?
Yeah, well, we've learned a lot through Joel, like I said before, and just being out here on my own, it's definitely one thing that I have to stress. I got to make sure I'm in shape and everything. So I guess I just make sure that I'm, like, when I wake up, I make sure I stretch. As soon as I wake up, I do a quick workout, and then make sure I'm eating enough after each workout, after each session, and make sure I get my food in. There's a lot that goes into it. Make sure I'm getting enough sleep as well. So,
yeah, there's a lot to being an athlete. There's no doubt about it. And just speak to how tough, because my son's finding it out now too. He's in college, just figuring out being the student athlete thing. It's a full time job, isn't it?
School,
being an athlete. My son goes, I don't think people realize the grind it is from the time you get up till the time you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess. One thing is you have to know that you're gonna have to, be ready to get up early. There's gonna be lots of early mornings. There's gonna be lots of times where you're gonna have to be determined and think about why you're a student athlete, why you want to pursue this, what's your reasoning behind why you're doing this. So you gotta think about. Think about why.
What's your why? What's your why, Nelson? And have you ever doubted it?
I just love football. I love football. I love playing. I just love the game. That's my why.
Yeah. So, how is this pandemic? You know, the one thing I'm concerned with athletes, and I'm actually looking at starting something here, a foundation locally to help athletes with mental health, because you guys are under a lot of stress and lots expected of you, and you expect a lot of yourselves, both the men and women, both, you know, whatever the sport is. But how are you dealing with this mentally, being the fact that, you know, you're getting to your draft year, this is supposed to be a big year for you with the Huskies, and everything's kind of been put on hold. How much of a mental, how mentally taxing has that been for Nelson Lacombe, and how do you deal with stress? How do you deal with stress?
Mentally, I'd say I just deal with stress a lot differently than most. I just tend to, I don't really get stressed that much. And when I do, I try not to think of it. I just try to think past.
To the next event. Is that part being a defensive back? Because you got, especially if you're out in a corner. I know you're saying you played half too, but being a corner, you're out there, you're on an island, you get beat. Everybody sees it, and you got to have a quick memory. That maybe
exactly.
is something you're discussing that you can transfer into life too.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we learned as defensive backs is to have a short memory. And that's definitely, I guess, one of the things that I've applied to life in terms of dealing with stress, having a quick memory, a short memory, getting past it, just knowing that you're going to get through whatever's going on eventually.
You know, I said if I was a GM of a football team, obviously I'm gonna pay some offensive linemen to block my quarterback because those are the guys that I'm paying money to because you got to protect the quarterback, right? The whole point of football is to protect your quarterback and make the other guy's quarterback uncomfortable. But the other guy I would pay a lot of money to is somebody that could cover a receiver, especially a halfback and especially in a Canadian game, because you're covering a lot of field. And with the way the rules are called in favor of the offense now, if you can get a guy who can cover, I'd pay a lot of money for that. I know you're going to agree because you play that position. What's the biggest difference between playing corner and playing halfback that you found in your transition last year?
Well, last year, when I played corner in my second year, there wasn't much in-box play. There wasn't many opportunities for different schemes drawn up for a guy that plays corner, because the field's so wide, you can't do any blitzing
right.
or anything else. When I played half, I was more in the box. So I was more ready to defend the run. I guess also just playing on a receiver with a waggle, it was a lot different, because when you're playing at cornerback, not many teams are going to waggle their receivers. So just kind of going to line up and start from that position.
Yeah, play head
on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so, play head up. Do you like being in the box playing the run game?
I think it's fun. I like doing it.
Yeah. How much has your brother helped you in terms of the transition in the defensive back world and helping you out with footwork and giving you some tips?
Yeah. Well, my brother himself, he's also transitioned in the CFL. He played linebacker
right.
Throughout his entire football career, and then up until recently, he's played a lot more in the backfield, defensive backfield. So, from that standpoint, you know, we've discussed a few different coverages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does this affect you now as we look at going into this season? You got your draft year. Everything's kind of still up in the air. What's the future hold for you? Are you eager to get back with the Huskies, or how's this working as we look ahead to the 2021 draft, or what are your plans in terms of the draft? Because I've heard some guys say, well, I might push it back 1 year. I don't know how it's going. Everything's kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm not really certain with what's going to happen, right? Because this pandemic is still going on. So for me right now, I want to be back with the Huskies. So starting 2021, I want to be back with the team, being around the team, practicing with the team, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Hey, I put you in the same category as that Dean Leonard, who was with the UFC, and he now transferred over to Ole Miss. Just a question. Did you have any offers or interest down south where they were looking at you? Because I know they're always looking. Like I said, defensive back, it's not easy to play. If you can find a good guy, mm-hmm. I don't care where you play, they're looking for you. Did you have any interest down south?
I did, actually. I did. I talked to a few schools, D1 schools down south, talking about opportunities for me, and unfortunately those teams didn't end up playing a season, so
mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess you're keeping your eye on the prize, and if you do make it back with the Huskies, and it looks like there could be like a spring jamboree down east, which would be nice to play, but if you do make it back with the Huskies and we get back to playing in the Can West, we touched on this earlier in the interview, Nelson, you guys have a really good football team. Like, I've looked at your team and I think, hey, this team is poised with a chance to win it over the next 2 years. Do you feel that way?
Of course. I think we have the guys to do it. We've got the coaching staff. A lot of them have the experience, and we have the mentality behind it too. We all know that. We all know what we want. We all strive for the same goal. So I believe we can do it for sure.
Okay, last question. I'm a GM of a CFL team. I'm having you either on a Zoom call or we're actually getting to sit face to face. I'm going to ask you, Nelson Lacombe, why should my team take you in the CFL draft? Why should I pick Nelson Lacombe?
Well, I think that I am a guy that can play multiple positions, a guy that can blitz, a guy that can cover, a guy that can that you have lots of different versatility options. And my mentality behind why is because I know in myself that I'm not gonna settle for anything less than great. So.
Yeah, and also, Nelson, just word of the wise, I'd flip him my resume and say I was the 2019 Defensive Player of the Year in Canada. That's why you should draft me, right? Get some swag, get some swagger, big man. You're awesome. Hey, thanks for taking time. I appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.